God in my body, a presence of a father who loves me and who will never leave me. Since then, I don't feel lonely anymore. And also, I don't feel the need to control everything because I know he's in control. I trust him with my life and to lead me through every season in my life. And there is one scripture that really speaks to me. It's Romans 12:2. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. This is so true. Getting to know Jesus really changed my mind. Now my mindset is so different. When I feel anxious or stressed, I bring it to him, and I feel way more at peace after. I'm so thankful that Jesus healed me and saved me. That's why getting baptized today was really important for me, to put a clear line between the old me before meeting God and the new me who has this relationship with him. And I'm also really grateful to be baptized here in SP, a place where we can truly encounter God. Thank you so much for listening.
Okay, thank you. That was wonderful. Okay, do you receive Nastasia as your sister in Christ?
Yes.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. Wow, thank you. That's a great passage. Last night, when we put our kids to bed, my wife asked me if there was any verse that I've been meditating on that I could teach the kids before they go to sleep. And Nastasia, by verse, was Romans 12, 1 and 2, right? And so it's amazing how the Holy Spirit works in our lives. Our next candidate, all right, let's really enthusiastically welcome up Terry.
Good morning, SP. SP, 早上好. My name is Terry. My family is originally from Hong Kong, and I grew up in Canada, Toronto. My journey with faith actually started when I was about 10 years old. Back then, it wasn't exactly my choice. I was baptized Catholic, mainly because my mom wanted me to go to a specific school. I grew up with a basic understanding of God. You know, I knew the stories, I knew the miracles, and I sat through Sunday Mass because, you know, it was just part of the routine. You know, by age 16 or so, I decided I was done. You know, to a teenager, Mass was very boring. And, you know, I had better use of my time, so I just stopped going to church. You know, I traded the pew for the world. And for the next 20 years, what I did was, I only stepped into church maybe 5 times, and they were mostly for weddings. Now, during those 20 years, my life has become about one thing, and it was about building. I'm a tech startup founder. You know, my religion was self-sufficiency. You know, I believed that, you know, if I worked harder, built better products, raised more capital, you know, I could control my own destiny. Faith was not just on the back burner. It wasn't even in the kitchen. Yet, you know, curiously, I kept one habit, you know, during these 20 years, despite not going to church, which was, you know, I prayed every single night before I go to bed. And in hindsight, you know, these were not really prayers. They were more like founder's prayer. I was essentially asking God to be my silent business partner. To, you know, help me scale my startup, you know, and fix all the problems that I encounter. Then came 2024, probably one of the most paradoxical year of my life. On the one hand, you know, my startup you know, reached its highest peak. We completed our largest fundraise since our inception. You know, we secured some of the most prestigious clients. And for a moment, for a short moment, you know, it felt like my self-sufficiency was, you know, had finally paid off. But then everything just, you know, fell through. So shortly after launching a new product in 2024, you know, our company suffered a a major security breach, and it led to a loss of users' funds. You know, we did the right thing. We paid all of our clients, but you know, the damage was already done. You know, my reputation nosedived. You know, key relationships was lost. You know, investors, you know, stopped calling, stopped checking in, and clients just, you know, slowly, silently walked away. So everything that I had worked for was basically just crumbling in front of my face. And, you know, at this time, like, no amount of founder hustle could fix anything. So like any founder, you know, in this room, you know, you guys would probably understand that, you know, you would try to pivot, you would try different things. I did the same thing. I tried to pivot, you know, I tried to use my willpower, my resources, my network, you know, to force a solution. But for the first time, none of these tools worked. And this was the time when I realized, you know, my self-sufficiency had finally run its course. You know, there's no more self-sufficiency. Just when my confidence was at the lowest point, my friend at the time, now my fiance, Amy, she asked me, you know, one of the most powerful questions, which was, "Can I pray with you?" You know, as a founder, I'm used to dealing with, we call them like fixers. So these are people that, you know, when you explain like a crisis or a problem to them, you know, immediately their first response would be, you know, how would you solve it? You know, what's next? What are you planning to do? But, you know, Amy didn't do any of that. She didn't, you know, lead the question on with, you know, what's your strategy, or, you know, gave me like feedback or any sort of like criticism. You know, her first response was to ask God for strength and protection through the storm. As she was praying, I felt something that I hadn't felt in decades, which was, you know, it wasn't just a beautiful prayer. It was the absolute certainty in her voice. She was completely convinced that God was overseeing the entire situation and that he was the only one that could guide me through the storm. I could sense her complete reliance on him. For me, prayer has always been a transaction. You know, asking for a favor, you know, but for her, you know, it was a relationship. You know, right then I realized, you know, I wanted some of that good stuff that she had going. And, you know, that unshakable peace that comes from knowing, you know, we are not the ones in control. I started coming to SP in May 2024. You know, through the teaching and the community here, I'm drawing closer to God every day. People ask me, what is the biggest change? It's very simple. I worry less. I worry less because I know God has his plans for me. And everything that has happened, even the setbacks, you know, was within his will. You know, I'm at ease, you know, not knowing exactly, you know, what the outcomes would look like, because I know he's leading me and opening the right doors, you know, on his timeline. So I'm no longer operating as a solo founder. God is my new co-founder. There's one verse that's followed me everywhere since I started coming back to church, John 15:5. I'm the vine, you're the branches. The one who remains in me and I in him produce much fruit, because you can do nothing without me. For 20 years, I tried to be the vine. Today, I'm happy to be a branch. In this rebuilding phase, you know, I've become much more patient and grounded. I'm developing the habit of involving God in every decision, from repairing broken relationships to restructuring our company plans and, you know, choosing a new product direction. You know, I no longer feel the weight of the world on my shoulder, because I'm not the one that has to make the fruit grow. I've realized that as long as I remain in him, the fruit will grow in its own time. I don't need to force it. I'm delighted to announce, you know, I'm being baptized today to declare that I am his follower. I'm his partner, and I wish to remain in him forever.
Amen. Thank you, Terry. All right, church, do you receive Terry as your brother in Christ? Amen. Amen. So now Pastor Loi is going to take over. I don't want to butcher everyone's name. And so, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. 好,我们来看一下见证。第一位是关于李东阳的见证,我们来看一下。
Hello, 各位弟兄姐妹，大家，我是东阳
Amen, amen. Okay. 弟兄姐妹们, 你们是否愿意接受李东阳, 受洗成, 归主, 成为你们的家人呢?
Okay.
对，李东阳，你是否接受耶稣基督作为你的救主呢？
Yes, yes.
Sorry. 好，我们看一下啊，杨子的一段见证。杨子，你是否愿意永远跟随耶稣基督？
愿意，愿意，非常愿意。
SP 的家人们，你们是否愿意接受杨子作为你们的弟兄姐妹呢？感谢主。好，你可以回去了。下一个见证是来自于。下一个见证是来自于孔清志弟兄，我们看一下见证。 现在吗？
对。
多久？
大到两到三分钟。
两三分钟。
好。
行啊、对，孔敬之弟兄想花两分钟跟大家讲一下他的一些心里话。对，就两分钟啊、就两分钟。对。
主要是我刚才看到我前面的这些小伙伴他们分享的这个见证非常的详细，然后也能给大家带来很多的感动。然后我呢坐在台下，我呢就在想，其实我的见证觉得它也是上帝对我满满的祝福，我也特别想就是稍微详细一点的给大家去做一个分享，然后希望他也能感动更多的 SP 教会的这些弟兄姊妹。谢谢。其实我想格外分享的就是我见证当中提到的我儿子得医治的这个事情。其实呢在深圳的话其实是有做产检的，这个产检的过程一般情况下是能发现这个婴儿比如说他的心脏发育不完全的时候一般是能发现的，但是我们在当时在香港大学深圳医院整个产检的过程完全没有发现这个孩子有任何的问题。其实事后想想这可能就是上帝对于我最好的一个祝福，因为我们这个孩子为了迎接他的出生我们准备了很多年，好不容易有这个小孩的降临，如果当初我们知道这个小孩可能在心脏上有一些残缺的话，我们当时因为我当时还没有受洗，我可能这个信心也没有那么强，我可能就会把这个小孩给流产掉。事后想想其实这如果我当时真是做了那个决定，可能这是我一生最后悔的决定，因为我现在看到我们家的小孩如此的健康可爱活泼，我心里真的是非常的感恩。所以说这是第一，就是当时在整个产检的过程当中是没有发现任何的问题的。然后第二就是说当时产检之后生完之后在港大医院的时候，港大医院是深圳唯一的一家医院，就是在生完之后免费给所有的小朋友做心脏检查的一个医院，其他的医院是没有这项服务的。也就是因为在港大医院出生，所以说我们能第一时间就是在婴儿出生的第二天我就知道了他是室间隔缺损，就是非常大，就是没有办法在3岁之前完全治愈，需要手术。当时我内心是非常的忐忑的，因为一个刚出生的宝宝就要面临就是很重大的一个手术，开胸的手术，然后作为父母我自己是非常非常的焦虑的，然后非常的忐忑，这个决定是很艰难的。因为那个时候呢我就刚刚跟这个吕丹华姊妹接触，然后她就让我向上帝去祈祷得到上帝的祝福，然后让我在上帝当中寻求这个内心的答案到底是做还是不做，然后他以及对结果的这样的这种去寻求。然后非常幸运就是我寻求到的结果是很安定的，内心非常的安定。然后我们也遇到了最好的港大的医生，然后我们也是在他出生第35天，然后就是很顺利的完成了这个手术，并且这个手术是一项根治性的手术，就是不会以后不会出现任何的问题。所以说现在我们家的宝宝已经快4岁了，然后非常的健康非常的活泼。谢谢大家。
行，就是突然来这么一下哦，这是不是在计划中的？对，然后鼓励大家去学普通话。对，孔敬之弟兄，你愿意永远跟随耶稣基督吗？
我愿意。
感谢主。SP 的弟兄姐妹家人们，你们是否愿意接受孔敬之作为你们的家人？
Amen. Let me translate for you, okay? because Rachel translated to me. So if you guys didn't understand that, he was just basically sharing a really touching testimony about his son. When he was at the hospital, basically, before he was born, they did a scan and they didn't find anything. And he says now it's such a blessing because if they found something, they would actually have terminated the baby. And so he says it's the grace of God. They didn't find anything because now, you know, because he would have also just given up. And so now they had the baby and he's so happy. You know, the son makes him so happy. And so that's the first part. The second part is when the baby was born, it was born in a hospital in Shenzhen, the only hospital that does this full scanning with the heart. And because of that, they were able to find out the problem right away.
And so then in the midst of that time, as they're pinpointing the situation, they were praying with a sister, and they're praying, God gave them so much peace, and they end up having the surgery on the 35th day, and it was an important surgery. It was a foundational surgery, because now the baby doesn't have to have any more surgeries down the road. It's just a one-time deal. But thank God it was this particular hospital, the only one that actually does this, and he could really see God's hand upon his family and his son. And so just really beautiful. I'm thank you that you shared, right, that testimony. And thank you to Rachel for translating, okay, throughout the time. And so we're really blessed. And so we're going to come and we're going to pray and we're going to receive them. And so first up, Nastasia. So why don't you come? And friends and house church, and you guys can come, and leaders, let's pray for her as if she gets ready. And then Terry, you're coming up next, okay? And then we'll go into the pool, and we have our time. Let me invite the worship team to come back up, and we're going to worship along this whole time, and let's just really pray for God's hand upon us. And so I want to encourage you guys to, if you don't need to come up, but from your seat, you can extend your hand, and you can pray. And then you can receive them and just worship the Lord. Let this be a really incredible time of celebration together as a family of God.
decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. The cross before me, the world behind me. No turning back. No turning back.
Amen. Why don't we rise to our feet and let's sing this together as an anthem before the Lord, huh?
everything I need. Christ is enough.
You know, while I was in the pool, I was just reminiscing. You know, it was a year and a half ago at our SP retreat when God invited all of us to come alongside and pray about starting this ministry, SP Chungwon. And I mean, it's just been amazing. You know, today 15 people get baptized. I want to just take a moment. Yeah, praise God. Thank you. I want to take a moment and really thank Pastor Loye and Eva for moving to Hong Kong, right, and blessing us. Also, there's been a small army of SP Hong Kong people that have devoted their time and sacrificed the service time to go. If you're one of those people, can you raise your hand right now? Where's our SP Mandarin team? Hey, come on. The mentors and brothers and sisters that have helped out. Man, we're really proud of you. I'm really proud of you guys for doing that. And it's just amazing how good God is. Amen. Let's pray together. Father, thank you. Thank you for putting vision into reality, God. Or thank you, Lord. It was just a year and a half. It was just a thought, God, that maybe you wanted to do something, Lord. God, and you've made it happen, God. You've seen it through. And so, Lord, you are faithful. Even when we're faithless, you remain faithful, for you cannot deny yourself. And we thank you for who you are. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for our baptism candidates, God, the 5 in this service, the 5 in the next, and the 9 afterwards, God. And we're just so grateful for the way that you touched their life. Every single one of us has a story of how you came in and how you changed and transformed us, God. And so we're so thankful. God, we thank you, Lord. We love you, God. We bless you. And now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious. And the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Shalom. From this day forever, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen, amen. Why don't we continue to say hello to them, thank them. Go in the back, there's some refreshments for you. You can hang out. If you need any prayer, our well ministers would gladly pray for you as well. Have an awesome Sunday, and pray for the next services as well.